After 9 here at DC 101 with the Grease Man. Beautiful day, beautiful day, beautiful day. Reminds me of the time I spent so long ago south of the border. Vamos, muchachos! Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Yeah, we're going down to the land of the dead. It was there that I settled my first affair of honor. Well, I fell in love with this girl by the name of Carmelita. All the problem was she loved this guy named Juan Carrone de Vega as well. But in Mexico, you settle these things the manly way. We had a duel. Carmelita agreed that she would hop to caca immediately thereafter the duel with the winner and help bury the loser. So I said, you wait home, darling, because I'll be there momentarily. You be ready for that. He said, no, Carmelita, you wait for me. The gringo will be there. I will be there. I said, all right, we'll settle it. So she went home to wait for us. And me and De Vega faced each other in the street. He went for his gun, but I slapped leather first and blah, blah. I let him hold a couple. He spun around. But before he went down, blah, he fired a shot that caught me in the guts. He was dead, but I was gut shot. I mean, they didn't have any medical personnel down there. I knew that it was a mortal wound. Even though when you're gut shot, it takes you a while to die. I staunched the flow of blood as best I could, but I knew the internal hemorrhaging would kill me in a couple of hours. But yet I was determined there. I had fought a duel for a little habanogaga, and I was going to get it. But I wasn't going to tell Carmelita that I was gut shot. I mean, she might find that a little unsavory. So I just padded myself up as best I could, and I walked into her place. She said, oh, gringo, you have won. Quick, let us habanogaga. As she threw her arms around me, I said, oof, easy. Baby, easy, yeah. Well, I went about my manly business. The pain was intense. I nearly passed out a couple of times, but I finally accomplished what I set out to do. When I was about ready to pass out into a coma, lapse forever from this veil of tears, when she got up and she said, oh, whenever I finish habanogaging, I love chocolate. I'm going to the store. She paused in the doorway and looked back at me. She said, my gringuito, will you be ready for more habanogaga when I return? I said, don't worry. By the time you get back, I'll probably be stiff as a board. I'm gonna have to see that, my honey. Just love.